I knew it! I knew it! I fucking knew it! So you're telling me that I was right all along, Snitch? That two of these heartless criminals are actually up to something?
Yeah, well, I wrote it down and it's telling the paper. And...
You never took me seriously, Tennyson! But I knew, you stupid, lazy, good-for-nothing tomcat, I knew those criminals would find a way to give me trouble.
Ugh, whatever.
Snitch!
Yes, sir!
Tell me what they're going to do. What's their plan? Spill your guts, weasel!
Yeah! They're gonna sneak out in the laundry! See? I wrote it all down on this toilet paper while I listened to the whole thing.
Ha! So that's their game! Wait. Larry, the laundry guy's in on this? I would have never suspected him. I didn't even know his name. How did Russell manage to slip him a message? It's impossible.
He must have found a way. Oh, he's really crafty. Oh, I bet he's doing all sorts of things under your nose.
They're planning on taking out the guard there, too. Not if I can help it. Hey, what's this brown stuff?
Oops, sorry. I guess I should have flushed that part.
Ugh, you can have this back. Guards, take him away.
Thank you.
I can't just go down to their cell and accuse them. They'll deny it. And then it'll never happen.
Why don't you go back and ask them politely?
Shut up. I got it. We're gonna catch them in the act. I'll let them have their laundry duty. I'll just leave them alone in there with no guard. Larry will pack them up in his cart, and when he leaves the prison, we'll be ready for him. Oh, yes. We'll be ready.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Shut up, Tennyson. Get me the commissioner on the line. I'm gonna need a favor from that old bulldog.
Well, I would do that, sir, but that would involve standing up.
How the hell did you get promoted to this position?
I don't know.
It's almost time. Gonna be a great escape. Nobody will suspect a thing.
I can't wait to see her again.
Your girl. What was her name again?
Elaine.
Interesting name. Think she'll be happy to meet a prison escapee?
She might.
She might also run for the cops, screaming about the killer in her room.
No. I don't think she would do that. She loves me.
Then why did she end up cheating on you?
It was just a misunderstanding. She was just lonely. She would have come back to me if I hadn't...
Killed him?
Yeah.
You sure she's gonna want you back, Terrence?
Yeah. She's waiting for me. She's got my letters. She's waiting for me.
Terrence.
Yeah?
7 o'clock, it's coming. The plan is set. We're getting out of here. Tonight. I'm going back to my gang, and you're going back to your girl. It'll be perfect.
I'm ready.
Huh. Weird. Where is everybody? Oh well. Just another laundry day. Let's get cracking.
This is Sniper One. Target has entered the facility.
Acknowledged. All units stand by.
Roger that. All this over two dumbasses. And to think I could be living it up at the railroad club tonight.
They'd never let you in. And fucking stop leaving your radio on.
Roger.
Another boring day. Wish someone was here to help me push this thing. Sure is heavy.
Freeze, criminal!
Ah! What the fuck?
Get on the fucking ground! Get on the fucking ground or we'll shoot!
I'm doing it! Ah! Don't shoot!
We have snipers focused on your position, Larry. Do what they tell you.
Oh my god, what is going on?
Stop resisting!
I'm not!
We got him, sir!
Excellent. Commissioner Spencer?
Are you sure all this was necessary, Warden Hawk? The snipers, the helicopter, this guy seems pretty harmless.
You can never be too careful with criminal scum like this. Besides, when you see what's really in that cart, you'll understand. This guy is an accomplice to a prison break.
Isn't a laundry escape a little cliche, Warden?
Maybe so. But that's just what they were hoping we'd think. They are smarter than they look. But not as smart as me.
Let's get some guns on that cart now!
Yes, sir.
Thought you'd get away with it, didn't you, Larry?
Larry? Who's Larry? My name's Thompson.
A likely story. And I suppose there's nothing in that cart but laundry. You'll get 15 years for this. Minimum!
I didn't do anything! There really is just laundry in there!
Shut up! Commissioner, why don't you see what our little laundry beaver has tried to steal away with?
Check the cart!
It's clear, sir. There's nobody in there.
What?
Hey!
There has to be a mistake!
Is this your idea of a joke, Hawk?
Sir, I swear that there was an escape attempt planned for tonight. Two rodents were going to make it out in this very laundry cart, aided by Larry the Beaver.
But my name is Thompson.
Shut up! Your name is Larry!
Hawk? Let the man go. I need to have a word with you.
Yes, sir.
Do you think it would have worked?
Nah, I don't even know the beaver's real name. But it was a fun idea anyways.
Well, what else do we have to do in a place like this?
Yeah, a little imagination goes a long way to kill the boredom.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence, can I ask you something?
Sure.
I noticed that you haven't mailed any of your letters. Is there something you want to tell me?
Yeah. I am... When I came home that day, I heard them in bed together. And when I got my gun, I wasn't really that good of an aim.
Don't talk about it anymore.
I just like to imagine if she was still out there waiting for me.
Just shut up, okay? She's still out there. Just hold on to that. Keep writing your letters.
Thank you, Russell. We don't deserve to be outside these walls.
Yeah. I think when it comes down to it, Terrence, we're just vermin. Pests. We did terrible things, and now we're paying for it. The truth is that I don't really want to leave. Not just because I don't deserve to, but I just don't trust myself. The world is better off if I just stay here.
We're vermin.
Yep.
And we're going to spend the rest of our lives here. Together.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.